Radio Breakfast with Jenny Clemen and Daisy McAndrew, who is sitting in for Luke Jones
Thank you, Jenny.
On this day in 1966, England won the Football World Cup at Wembley. In 1991, Pavarotti sang in the rain in a free concert in Hyde Park to a crowd of 100,000. And in 2006, this was broadcast for the first time. It was, of course, Top of the Pots, which was broadcast for the last time, not the first time, in 2006. That's 15 years ago. You want to feel old? Top of the Pops broadcast for the last time, 15 years ago.
That is ridiculous.
It had been running for 32 years. But on this day in 1935, something far more literary was going on. Penguin Books published their first 10 paperbacks. They were sixpence each and brought some of the classics by the likes of Ernest Hemingway and Agatha Christie to the masses. Deborah McLaren is Managing Director of Love Reading, the UK's leading book recommendation website, and joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
So what is the significance of these Penguin paperbacks?
Well, I think it's, you know, it really brought it to the masses, didn't it? And I think before that, really, not everyone really had access to books, and it really, you know, made it more accessible and changed the face of literature, which obviously we're very thankful for today.
So was it about price, really, that this was a way of manufacturing books so that they were cheaper, so more people could get their hands on them?
Yeah, it was about that. It was about that. But there was a lot of you know, negativity about this as well. There were a lot of people that didn't want people to have access to this. So I think price was a big part of it. But I think really it was just about, you know, it being just so disruptive. And people were very unsure as to whether it would work and whether it would actually have a negative impact on the market. So it worked.
It really did work, didn't it? I mean, how much of the market is paperback now?
Well, it's really interesting because, you know, we're buying more books than ever before, which is great. You know, the last year in particular with the pandemic, we had the highest number of books sold on record. And that, although print did grow, the digital formats are driving a lot of that record-breaking statistics, if you like. But nearly 50% are paperback. Mm. So, you know, it's still disrupting the paperbacks. We do love that format. Hardback is about 17% of it. And then the other is ebooks and audio. So that's the great thing, that the market continues to disrupt, but paperbacks are still very close to our heart for a lot of reasons.
And going back to those Penguin paperbacks, there were 10 books that were published. We mentioned Ernest Hemingway, Agatha Christie. What were some of the other titles, and how much were those choices of what to publish about mass appeal?
Well, you know, I think the original 10 went, sixpence each. You know, that's less than a cost of a pint. And in that first year, they sold 3 million paperbacks, which was absolutely mind-blowing. But what was actually quite interesting is three decades later, Penguin sold 2 million books in 6 weeks. Wouldn't we like that? You know, you don't often hear about that. And that was Lady Chatterley's Lover. let's not go there. You know, they tried to prevent that from being published. So I think, back then it was the classics. It was, it was Alan Lane with publisher Bodley Head, and They drove this really because they were appalled by the selection on offer, and that, you know, contemporary fiction should be made available at a great price. So it was Ernest Hemingway, it was Agatha Christie, and it was bringing those people to the masses. You know, some of the finest literature, you know, that was unaffordable to the majority of the people in the country. So we're very, very thankful.
Why are books generally first published in hardback now? What is the point of hardback?
I think, you know, this is a brilliant discussion. I love a hardback. But I think most people would love to, you know, or do wait for the paperback. You know, they're expensive. You know, they can cost £20. They're heavy. They're not accessible. You can't pop them in your handbag when you're going on the tube.
Yeah.
So we still love the hardback. The publishers love the hardback. We know a lot of people, even after you've read the paperback, may go back and buy the hardback for their bookshelves.
Mm.
So you've got that. It's you know, they're beautiful books.
Mm.
But the publishers then have got that decision to make. When do I publish the paperback? And if the hardback's flying, they may wait, you know. So there's this whole discussion. And what you'll tend to find is that maybe between 6 to 12 months after the hardback, the paperback will come out, and that it becomes obviously a lot more accessible, a lot cheaper. But I know it's not for everyone. I love it. But I tend to wait until it's on offer.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's something I really love, and I can't wait another 6 to 12 months.
Deborah McLaren, thank you so much for joining us. That's Deborah McLaren, who is the Managing Director of Love Reading. I have a paperback that's out at the moment.
Do you?
And it was all timed to do with travelling, that the paperback would come out because my book is meant to be the sort of book that you buy in
airport, in an airport
and train stations, and
oh no. But I love the fact that when Penguins first came out, it was all because they didn't want bookshops to be these incredibly posh places,
yeah,
full of leather bound books that, you know, only rich people could, but they wanted you to be able to, like we do at an airport now, pick
yeah,
one
it's
up.
It's about reading on the go. It's about a different
go.
Way of reading. Hardback demands to be read at home on your lap in your armchair smoking a pipe, or however it used to be with those leather bound days. But yeah, and there's an entire the way we read has changed so much, and you know, listening to books or reading them on the go. And one of the things I've heard about the rise of ebooks is that people buy on ebook books that they'd be embarrassed to be seen in public reading because nobody can see the cover or the spine.
So it's all dodgy books or books that aren't clever enough.
Yes.
Or yeah, and then you can have your Sudi book
exactly
out.
Exactly.
Coming up, we are also going to be talking about Prince's lost album.
Yes,
really
absolutely.
Interesting.
Absolutely. And we'll be talking to the Transport Secretary, Grant Chaps. All that and plenty more to come. Let us know which embarrassing books are you reading as an ebook. 87222. Start your message with the word Times.